Alyeska Pipeline Service Company is investigating how crude oil ended up in the port of Valdez after a spill last Thursday. Since cleanup efforts began, Alyeska estimates about 400 gallons of oily water have been recovered. Alyeska says the spill happened during yearly testing of the pipes that deliver crude oil to tankers. During an unplanned pause in testing, oily water flowed back through the system, out of the intake pipe, and into the port of Valdez. There was containment boom in place during the testing, but the intake pipe was outside of the boom. Spokeswoman Kate Duggan says Alyeska has ruled out equipment failure, but isn't ready to pinpoint human error as the cause of the spill.
Maybe that's what the investigation's gonna determine.
The state has not yet confirmed the total amount of crude oil that ended up in the water. Jeff Merrill at the State Department of Environmental Conservation says the nature of the spill makes it hard to figure out.
This is not a traditional spill, and so estimating oil volume estimating is very difficult and is an inexact thing.
Merrill says the state is also investigating the root cause of the spill, but it hasn't come to any conclusions. Donna Shantz, executive director of the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council, says her group is generally happy with Alyeska's response to the incident, but Shantz says the amount of oil of work it's taking to recover from a relatively small spill should be a wake-up call.
We're fortunate that it wasn't a larger amount spilled, fortunate that the weather cooperated, but I think it really makes people realize the challenges that we'd be faced with had this been a larger spill.
Cleanup is continuing. Since the spill was first reported, more than 290 people, dozens of vessels, and just under 22,000 feet of boom have been deployed.